Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Welcome to our mini episode.
Getting tiny.
Yeah.
Dori gave me a mug of tea and a Dunkin' Donuts mug, and I'm in such a kind of weird, fragile state, I almost cried.
Oh.
I don't know if it's seeing Boston on the mug.
Yeah, it's not just a Dunkin' Donuts mug. It is a Boston Dunkin' Donuts mug with the Boston skyline and the Charles River.
Makes me emotional. Oh. I miss Boston. And then when I'm there, I'm grumpy as all hell. But anyway, welcome to the mini episode.
Welcome to the mini ep.
We've got our tea. We're going to rock out some questions.
Totes.
A recommendation.
Yeah.
And then call it an ep.
Yep. Just a reminder, if you want your voicemail played on the mini episodes, you can call us at 781-591-0390 or just send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And we will do our best to get it up here.
We sure will.
Dori, should we kick it off?
I would love that.
Okay, here we go. First question is a voicemail.
Ooh.
Hi, Kate and Dori. Thanks for starting this podcast weeks after I turned 30. It's everything I wanted and needed in my life. Although, you are encouraging my face mask addiction and my Amazon addiction. But my question would be, what are some small things you do to help with anxiety? Not the big ones like therapy or potentially medication, but just like small things you do in your everyday life that help you with your anxiety. I try to go to restorative yoga a few times a month, but a small thing I do is I try to make my bed every day because it gives me a great sense of satisfaction in starting the day. Thank you and have a great day.
This listener and I are on the same page. I too go to restorative yoga. And I, too, make my bed every day.
I want to just say making your bed every day has healed me in a lot of ways. It's amazing.
You know, my mom always told me it was the one thing you could do. Just pull up the covers. Like, you don't have to, you know, you can make, like, really make the bed. But even just pulling up the covers, if that's the bare minimum, and that will just, she always said, that will just make you feel so much better. And I was always like, okay. And then I was like, you know what? She's right.
I didn't make my bed until, like, properly do it until, I think, after I had kids. So that would be in the most past 5 years. I didn't really start doing it. And now if the bed is not made, like, full on those stupid throw pillows on it and everything, I'm irritated.
Mm.
It feels so nice because the rest of my house is in disarray.
Yeah.
But at least my bed is made.
Yeah.
And then getting into it at night feels better.
Feels special.
Yeah.
Kate, I 100% agree.
So what are some other tiny things you do? And I should say, I can only speak for myself, but I do have a diagnosed anxiety problem.
Mm. I don't have diagnosed anxiety, but I do have diagnosed seasonal affective disorder.
So you and I both have some things.
I mean, that's why I moved to LA.
Well, it helped. Well, there's a small thing you can do.
Very small thing. Just move across the country.
But what are some just the tiniest things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
I know I can speak for myself in that cutting out coffee, that is maybe a bigger thing, but making the switch from coffee to tea every day really helped to relieve my anxiety. Caffeine really does a number on me. Mm. And tea, for whatever reason, does not have the exact same effect.
Yeah.
And so that's been a thing that has really helped.
Yeah.
And when I do it, again, not looking at my phone, mm-hmm. especially in the evening, mm-hmm. the phone is a trigger. Mm-hmm. Winding down at the end of the day with a cup of tea or a... Mm.
Such a nice thing to do for yourself.
But Dory, even I think washing my face at the end of the day, I think it's not necessarily that it relieves anxiety, but it provides routine
and structure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that actually really, I've been in kind of in a fragile state lately and I haven't been washing my face mm-hmm. at night. I've just been, and maybe even skipping the teeth brushing. Mm-hmm. And last night I was like, I'm going to fucking do it. And I felt it just was like something about the warm water and the like touching my skin helped.
Kate, I have to say, now that I am working from home, I'm finding I feel similarly about showering every day. It's like no longer required. And on the days I don't do it, I don't feel great about myself. I'm realizing. I feel like these last few weeks have been all sort of like, I'm figuring shit out. Mm-hmm. And what I'm figuring out is that I do need to shower every day.
Well, along the lines of that, I have been putting on mascara every day. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Something about it makes me feel slightly more like a participant in the world.
Yeah.
No, that's a superficial thing, putting on a little bit of makeup. But something about it just is like, here I am. I'm going to, instead of cocooning in a shell, mm-hmm. I'm going to present myself a little bit more. I know that sounds kind of superficial and dumb.
No, I will walk out of the house with only concealer on. And that just makes me feel just a tiny bit better.
Now, is that affecting our anxiety, though? Is that helping our anxiety? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, one thing I will, the classical music in the car was a big shift for you, right?
Huge.
Yeah. Isn't that weird just listening? Like, I talk about how I've tried to listen to music as opposed to talk radio and podcasts.
Yeah.
Or news-based podcasts. But even music is soothing. It helps calm my nerves. And it's such a simple thing that I often overlook.
Totally.
Or like, we'll put music on in the kitchen and then my kids and I will dance as opposed to me having MSNBC on. No one's dancing to Chris Hayes.
Chris Hayes
is great.
He is great.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Rachel Maddow.
Can't dance to her either.
No. Alas. But great question.
Yeah, I don't know if we've answered it, but I just think the recommendation of making your bed.
Yes, and I think also just the acknowledging that those quote-unquote little things add up to make you feel whole.
Yes, and I think that's where the actual change comes from. Totally. I mean, in addition to the big things, they're great, but the little things you can really make yourself do.
Yeah.
Even honestly, one thing I had someone recommend was just like go outside every morning. Mm. A little easier here in California, but mm-hmm. I just sometimes when I let the dog out in the morning, I just stand there mm-hmm. and just like smelling the fresh air and seeing the world.
Yeah.
Just helps me feel a little bit more grounded.
Well, my husband and I have a routine where usually one of us will walk the dog in the morning and the other one will go get sous vide egg white bites. Mm,
you know. You've changed me with those things.
So that's a good way to get outside.
Routine.
Yeah. All right.
Should we read this one?
Question.
Okay, so this requires a little bit of setup.
Okay, I'm ready.
Dory, what happened is a woman,
yes,
a listener sent us an email.
Okay.
And then there's a follow-up to this. So I'm going to start by reading the
email.
Is that okay? All right.
Oh, we should also preface this by saying this came out of our question because we heard from friends in Belgium and the UK who FaceTime and sheet masked together every week.
Amazing.
Which is honestly a goal. And we were wondering if there were other friends.
And it turns out there are. So here's the first email. I had to email after hearing your last mini-ep when you got so excited that two friends from UK and Belgium listened to your podcast together. Well, we're two more. Katie and I have been long-distance pen pals since we were 8 years old, which is over 30 years ago.
Oh my God.
She lives in Canada, and I live in the UK. Katie recommended the podcast to me and said it reminded her of us. She lives in a house with two kids and little piles of chaos in the city, whilst, I mean, I love you, British listener. Whilst I have gone through failed IVF, have no kids, a nearly husband, and a house full of guitars in the English countryside.
Oh my God, it's like British me.
You guys should have the holiday together where you switch houses. We email off the back of the podcast each week and have even started sending each other treats through the post.
Oh my God.
I've sent Katie the Body Shop tea tree exfoliating soap, and she is smuggling me that Maybelline lip stain you recommended, which I can't find over here. Anyway, hello to Katie if she's listening, but here's my question. I overheard a bloke in a bar once tell his mate, which I love that this person is having us say those words.
Totally.
This is what the bloke told the mate. If you want to know how old a woman is, don't look at her face. Look at her hands. They never lie. This outraged and panicked me in equal measure, and now I try to use hand cream whenever I can. However, I've never found one I actually like. Do you have any recommendations? I love citrus smells or almond smells, but it has to be able to rub in quick so I can use it at work whilst typing. Do you have? I don't use hand cream.
I do use hand cream. I love the how did we decide it was pronounced? Caudalier?
Caudalie.
I love the Caudalie hand cream.
Oh.
It absorbs really nicely. It's moisturizing. It has a slight scent. It's not almond or citrus, but it's not an overwhelming scent.
Where do you purchase it? Just a Sephora snap?
I'm going to say something really obnoxious.
Uh-oh.
Which is that I bought a 3-pack of it when I was in Paris last year.
I mean, only a little bit obnoxious.
And then I had a friend who went to Paris recently, and she was like, can I bring you back anything? And I was like, a tube of Caudalie hand cream, please.
Wait, are you telling me this hand cream that you like
is... Oh, it's available in the United States.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's cheaper.
It's like $2 cheaper in Paris.
But just something about it coming from
Paris. Something about it, yeah. It is available in the U.S. You can get it. I think you can order it through Caudalie's website, and I think it's available on Sephora.com.
I don't use a hand cream, but very recently I looked at my hands and I was like, oh no, I think they're getting wrinkled.
Yeah, I mean, they might be.
And you know you're supposed to put sunscreen on the tops of your hands every day, which I don't do.
I remember to do that like once a week.
That's about where I'm at.
Yeah, I do try to remember, or I'll put some excess sunscreen from my face. I'll just like slap some on my hands, which probably gets like a streak of sunscreen does nothing. So I really like the Caudalie. I just got a Pyeongchang Yule hand cream that is lovely. That comes in a nice green tube. I got it on Olali, and it's minty.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Since we're recording at my house, Kate, you can try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Because
I never think to moisturize my hands. That's never where I go.
If you need a heavy duty, I got deep into hand cream when I lived in New York because my hands would get so dry. So the one that I ended up liking the most was a Bigelow hand cream from the pharmacy on 6th Avenue, which they also sell at Bath & Body Works.
I know that pharmacy.
It's such a nice pharmacy. So they have a really great kind of like extra strength hand cream that comes in a white tube with like a red stripe on it. I really like that. Kiehl's also has a good extra strength hand cream that also comes in a nice little travel size. So yeah, there's a lot of people like the L'Occitane hand cream.
The only one I ever used was Neutrogena.
Okay.
Which has a delicious smell.
Mm.
But that's, it's not a recommendation, just a blast
just a
from
comment.
My past.
Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment.
Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So that question was from Zoe.
Okay, thank you, Zoe.
Turns out, unbeknownst to Zoe, Katie from Toronto, her pen pal, called and left us a voicemail.
You are kidding me.
No. Then when she found out Zoe had also emailed, Katie sent us an email and just letting us know. And she sent us photos of her and Zoe from when they were kids. Aww. And then when they were, and then as adults, in the same pose, recreating the kid pose.
They might be my favorite people.
Isn't this the coolest?
It's the best.
So I have Katie's voicemail.
Okay, let's
question.
Hear it. Also, wait, quick aside. Did you have pen pals?
I tried. I tried as an adult too, but I failed. I never wrote the person back, and I keep meaning to, but it's been like 2 years, but I'm going to write them back.
Okay.
I had one at another elementary school in my town.
Oh, interesting.
Did you have a pen pal?
I had some pen pals. I had one in Hungary.
Oh, that's cool. How did you make the pen pal?
I don't remember. There must have been like a pen pal service.
I feel like this would be a cool thing for our Facebook group to do because it would piggyback on Danielle Henderson's letter writing self-care recommendation.
I really like that idea.
And I think having a pen pal is so rewarding and exciting.
We did a Secret Santa gift exchange in the Excellent Adventure Facebook group.
I've done a dead mom Mother's Day gift exchange with other women with dead moms.
I love a handwritten letter pen pal
exchange.
That is a great idea, Kate Spencer.
That would be fun.
That would be so fun.
I don't have the bandwidth to take that on, but if someone wants to organize it, be free.
Yes.
Here's Katie's question.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Katie from Toronto. I'm a crossover Egghead listener. I'm really loving the new podcast. So my question is, I know there's been a lot of talk about face washing, which I love, but I was wondering what you use to remove makeup, if you use the same product or if you have a separate process for that. My other question is, my husband and I are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary, and we're going to be in Los Angeles this month, and if there is one thing you would recommend doing, what would that be? And finally, I just read Kate's book and Dory, I read your book last year, and I thought they're both great, and I've been recommending them to people, so congratulations on that, and keep up the great work. Okay, thanks. Bye.
One quick thing before I get to her questions, if I may, my book comes out in paperback in a week.
Yay!
Yeah. So, you know.
Pick it up.
If you want to pick it up, I wouldn't be mad.
Take Katie's recommendation.
Oh,
buy
yeah.
our books.
And buy Kate's book too while you're at
Listen,
it.
Just,
come
you
on.
Know, buy our books.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what do you use to wash your makeup off?
I made a list. I use currently, Green Clean Makeup Melt Away Cleansing Balm with Echinacea Green Envy. I bought that at Sephora for $34. I have also used coconut oil from a jar that I have to say works essentially the same. It's an oil-based balm that I rub. It gets coconut oil. I know people also use olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Any oil that I think you can find in your kitchen, you could use to remove certainly like that heavy-duty eye makeup, but I would put it all over your whole face. But I've also used a couple other makeup removing balms that I really like. The one that I'm using now, I think I like the best, but I've also used the Hamish All Clean Balm and the Vanilla Clean at Zero Purity Balm.
Mm-hmm.
And those are also both great kind of oil cleansers. And then I've also used a Bioderma Micellar Water.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily think that's intended as a makeup remover.
Mm-hmm.
So I would personally recommend like doing a coconut oil if you have like, you know, waterproof mascara or primer, all that heavy stuff to get off, and then doing a slab of the micellar water on top of it. But that's what I recommend. Those are my just kind of things I've done in the past couple of years that I like. How about you?
So I had been using Neutrogena makeup wipes for a very long time. I think they're totally effective. They take off eye makeup. They take off everything else. But then when I started, you know, reading more about and hearing more about double cleansing, I was like, maybe I should add some double cleansing into this situation. So I would take the makeup off with the makeup wipes. And then I tried out a succession of balms and oil cleansers. I did not love the Hamish All Clean Balm. Maybe it was like the jar of it that I didn't.
You don't like operating out of a jar?
I don't know. I was trying to pinpoint what I didn't love about it. And I came to the conclusion that it was the jar.
Because the ones I recommended, the Green Clean that I'm using, which I think, excuse me, is by Pharmacy.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that.
I've mentioned it before. And the other one, they're all in a jar. They all come with a tiny spoon, like you're eating a Dixie cup of ice cream.
Yeah.
I found the Hamish irritated my eyes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
For whatever reason.
I feel like it did too. So I've recently, and then I went and got a facial actually from someone in the Facebook group.
Oh.
At Great Jones Spa in New York.
Oh.
It was a wonderful facial.
Oh.
Her name is Julie.
Shout
out for her. And she was like, you know, those Neutrogena wipes are really not great. They're kind of toxic. You shouldn't use them. Of course, I had recently bought a 6-pack of them from Amazon. And in the interest of not throwing stuff away and like finishing it out, I was like, okay, I'm just going to finish out these Neutrogena wipes and then not buy them again.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So what I've been doing lately is I'm alternating. This is so like, I don't know how I came up with this. So like some nights I'll just do the first cleanse with micellar water and then I'll use this Basha oil cleanser that I think I mentioned in the newsletter.
Yeah.
That comes in a pump.
Oh, and a liquid.
It's liquidy.
Okay.
So I use that or I'll do the Neutrogena wipe and then the Basha cleanser. And that. I like that. The Basha is very moisturizing. Mm. It's nice. My water takes a long time to get warm, so I feel like I'm wasting water.
Mine does too.
So that's kind of annoying. My drain is slow in my bathroom, so I end up with like a sink full of water and splashing everywhere. It's not an ideal situation, but I'm surviving.
Good. I'm glad you're making
Thank you, Kate.
I hope that answers your question. I do think if you need a quick fix, just get some coconut oil at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it works great. And like a good cotton swab. Just rub it all over and then wipe it off.
Yep.
Dory, do we have time for a recommendation over voicemail?
I think we have time for a quick recommendation all over
right,
voicemail.
Let's play a recommendation.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Kara. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm only 23, but I think I'm probably 40 at heart, so 35 hits a sweet spot for me. But I was listening to your most recent mini episode where you guys talked a little bit about some body issues, and I got excited to call you because I've recently been really getting into the world of body positivity on Instagram and in some of my reading, and I think it definitely fits with the self-care element of this world. And there's one woman in particular on Instagram who I would recommend for people. Her handle is Body Posy Panda. And there's
great handle.
People, but she's the one I found first, and I've just finished her book, and it's completely changing the way I think about myself and my weight and how I feel about my body. And I think that it's something that other folks could get some benefit from. So I really recommend her. And thanks for a wonderful podcast. And also, I've never heard you guys talk about CocoKind skincare, which is an incredible, like all natural, really affordable skincare line. So yeah, I've been waiting for that one to come up. So there it is for me. Thank you so much.
CocoKind.
I've never heard of it. So
Body Posy Panda.
Body Posy Panda I've started following them on Instagram from this recommendation. And it's great. And I want to just also inject my body positivity recommendation, which I've mentioned once before, but the Body Love Project podcast, which is hosted by Jesse Haggerty, has been very helpful for me as I try to transition my way of thinking about myself.
Love that.
My body, nutrition, food, exercise. That is an daily struggle for me, but it's been a really like productive listen.
I'm going to check that out.
It's excellent. And they have really interesting people on. And so that might connect with other people who are interested in exploring body positivity.
Totally.
But thank you so much for that recommendation. Yeah, Coco Kind will be Googling.
Yeah.
We never answered Katie from Toronto's question about what to do in LA. I tell you what though, Katie, my suggestion would be like, go get a taco. I have no good suggestions.
I would say drive up PCH to Malibu.
Okay, that's a good one.
I always enjoy that.
I like that too. There's a great like fish stand you can stop at on the PCH. Can't remember the name for the life of me.
Are you talking about Neptune's Net?
I think there's like three of them. And if you just see a restaurant that vaguely sells fish, just pull over.
It's probably good.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
I mean, LA, you kind of can't go wrong just kind of tooting around. I like to toot up in the hills and look at the big houses and
totally just drive
get
on
lost.
Mulholland.
Yeah, there's great places to pull over and look at the skyline.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And in all honesty, the tacos here are excellent.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong.
Totally. Well, I think that just about does it for this mini ep. As usual, you can find all of the products we mentioned on this episode on our website, forever35podcast.com. And also on our website now, there is a link to our new Amazon page where you can find every single thing that we have recommended on this podcast that is on Amazon, all in one place.
Dory masterminded this thing. So thank you, Dory. I had nothing to do with this magical Amazon page.
Kate, you're very welcome. I put our books on it.
Yes, bringing it back to the books.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, check that out. There's a link on our website. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.